This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 7th, AD 2024. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last month, the Pakistani Christian Ashraf Yusuf and his two brothers and two sisters were attacked by Muslim neighbors in the Punjab district. The Muslim attackers confiscated their wheat crop. Thus far, the police have done nothing to help them. In fact, their attackers have filed charges against the Christian family. Ashraf told the Christian Post that, quote, "We have lost everything, our livelihood, our money, and most of all, the hope of getting justice," end quote. More saber rattling from Russia this week. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov announced that the Russian Defense Ministry will conduct tactical nuclear weapons drills in the near future. This comes after what the Russians referred to as, quote, "provocative statements and threats against Russia made by certain Western officials," end quote. The tests involve any or all deployment short of a nuclear explosion. Late last week, British Foreign Secretary David Cameron promised Ukraine $4 billion of annual support for the war, reports Reuters. He acknowledged the weapons could be used to strike targets inside of Russia. The sixth richest man in the world spoke to his own mortality at the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting in Omaha, reports CNBC. Warren Buffett, age 94, told the gathering that, quote, "I should not be taking on any four-year employment contracts, like several people are doing in this world, at an age when you cannot be quite that sure where you're going to be in 4 years," end quote. Warren Buffett and his foundation, named after his late wife, constitutes the most powerful non-governmental pro-abortion advocate in the world. Indeed, Forbes.com lists the Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation as, quote, "the largest single donor supporting abortion rights in the U.S., end quote. According to the World Health Organization's Partnership for Maternal, Newborn, and Child Health, the Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation provides $500 million per year to pro-abortion causes. That's about equivalent to the entire U.S. government funding of Planned Parenthood, and 20 times the income of the five largest pro-life groups in America: 40 Days for Life, Americans United for Life, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, National Right to Life, and American Life League. Psalm 37, verses 35 through 36 speaks of this. "I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found." The Rasmussen Report's national survey discovered that 71% of American adults agree with the statement, quote, "that Disney should return to wholesome programming and allow parents to decide when their children are taught about sexuality," end quote. Only 22% disagree with the statement. Also, the survey found that only 33% of Republicans view Disney in a favorable light, and only 46% of Americans overall have a favorable view of Disney. Nonetheless, the seemingly impregnable entertainment giant's annual revenues topped $89 billion in fiscal year 2023, up from $83 billion in 2022 and $67 billion in 2020. First, the World Bank suspended loans for the nation of Uganda because of its stand against homosexuality. And now, Uganda's government has announced obtaining a sizable loan of $295 million for infrastructure from Saudi Arabia's Islamic Development Bank, reports Reuters. Indeed, over the last decade, Arabic countries have invested $100 billion into Africa. In addition, over the last two decades, China has invested $170 billion into Africa. Pro-homosexual religious denominations in the United States have lost membership. The United Methodists have dropped from 11 million people to 5.4 million, with only 1.5 million attending in 2022. The Presbyterian Church USA has dropped from 4.5 million to 1.1 million as of 2022. And the Evangelical Lutheran Church has dropped from 5.6 million to 2.9 million, with only 500,000 attending weekly. In total, only 3 million remain attending these mainline denominations. That's just 1% of the U.S. population, compared to 21% of Americans who claim to be evangelical. As The Worldview reported on May 2nd, the United Methodist General Assembly struck down its longtime ban on homosexual clergy last week by a vote of 447 to 233. It also removed the ban on performing faux weddings for homosexual men and lesbian women living in unnatural relations with one another by a vote of 479 to 203. In John 15, verses 5 through 6, Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned." And finally, during a Pennsylvania church worship service on Sunday, a gunman stepped into the aisle, took aim at the pastor, and pulled the trigger. But by the mercies of God, the gun jammed, and several congregants tackled 26-year-old Bernard Jr. Polite, reports CNN. It's not clear why the suspect tried to shoot the pastor. In fact, Pastor Glenn Germany said he's never even seen the gunman before. Pastor Germany said he was, quote, "thankful to God that I'm still here, because he definitely pulled the trigger," end quote.
"I forgive him for what he did. I just mainly thank God that nobody got hurt."
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, May 7th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.